Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As the Montana House and Senate continue their march toward the most pro-life session in Montana history, we've got more good news to report. Yesterday, the Senate gave final approval to House Bill 625, the Infant Safety and Care Act. This bill will ensure that all children born alive after a botched abortion receive appropriate comfort and medical care. Remember, the key word here is appropriate. If this bill sounds familiar, it's because it's nearly identical to the Born Alive Infant Protection Act, also known as LR 131, that was narrowly defeated by voters last fall. In that case, abortion providers used focus groups and message testing to settle on a false narrative to scare voters and kill the bill. It worked, but just barely. The narrative they settled on was saying that children born prematurely or with severe birth defects who stood no chance of surviving would be ripped from their parents' arms so that doctors could perform futile life-saving measures. This was never true, but they convinced enough voters to vote no, and that was the goal. If clarification was needed, then it's up to the legislature to provide it, and House Bill 625 does just that. The new bill makes clear we're dealing with infants who have survived an abortion attempt and are breathing and have beating hearts. It directs the abortion provider to, quote, exercise the same degree of professional skill, care, and diligence to preserve the life and health of the infant as a reasonably diligent and conscientious health care provider would render to any other infant born alive at the same gestational age, end quote. This includes transporting and admitting the infant to a medical facility. No longer will these abortionists be allowed to let the child die slowly of neglect. During the hearing on the bill, committee members who doubted that anyone survives abortion had to contend with the fact that sitting in front of them was Robin Sertell, the former education director of the Abortion Survivors Network, herself the survivor of 3 saline abortion attempts. During her testimony, she told the stories of other abortion survivors, some with scars, some with missing limbs that were torn off during the abortion, but all of them survived and are now spreading the word. Infants do routinely survive abortions, not just hundreds, but thousands of them are alive and well today, doing their best to get the word out. The bill passed both houses with overwhelming support, albeit on party line votes. Now it's on to the governor for his signature. We're so thankful that the legislature took into account the concerns of the voters, even if they were based on a false message-tested narrative. We're so glad that stalwart pro-life legislators had the tenacity to double down, fix the bill, and bring it back for another try. Now, as a result of their effort, hundreds of kids in the future, born alive under the most horrific circumstances, will have a second chance at life. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.